stab in the back. The prince was making good time. He was headed straight up the road north, which was the only reason I found him. A whole mob of his guys were running with him, and they did keep moving briskly. Shadows locked around them like wolves on the hunt for dangerous game. It was a running fight. The prince's men didn't have many bamboo poles, but whenever one of the crowd began shrieking, he died of fireballitis before the attacking shadows could finish their cruel work. I wasted no time looking for Mogaba or Goblin. Too much work to find them. Maybe after it got light, which it ought to be starting by now, only the clouds were so heavy. I headed back toward Overlook. Everywhere I went, I saw evidence of the latest earthquake. Landslides, toppled trees, a collapsed bridge the Southerners had rebuilt after the last quake, then had cast down so we couldn't use it, so Cletus and his brothers had had to put it up again. And lots of shelters knocked over or fallen in, and cracks in the ground, and even some damage to Overlook, up where Long Shadow had bickered with his pals, and then everybody had quarreled with Kina. As I closed in, a large block of white stone slipped out of Long Shadow's tower and plunged toward the foot of the wall. Several more followed quickly. The tower seemed to wobble slightly, as if made of gelatin instead of stone. Then I realized I was seeing an aftershock in progress, or maybe a trembler even bigger than the last. Shit. Was the whole damned fortress going to come tumbling down? Lady and her crew were still inside. No, not possible. No earthquake was going to lay Overlook low. It was just too massive. Practically speaking, there was hardly anywhere for it to fall, since it was more stone than empty volume. Long Shadow's workbenches and mystery engines began to shift. Chapter 71. A jet of white fire spurted skyward, ripped open the bellies of the low-hanging clouds. Even in the ghost world, I could hear the roar of energy being released. Crystal near the jet vanished in blue puffs. Farther away, it melted and ran like candle wax. It dripped. I saw a glob plummet into a pail of water, sizzle. Right then, I decided that if I survived, I would climb that tower, if it survived, and claim that marble as a souvenir. The jet faded from white to yellow to red, then went dark, but the heat was still there, squirting away less violently for a while. The Shadow Mastered had a lot of power stashed atop that tower. Everything burnable in the remains of the chamber was now on fire. Several small shadows scuttled hither and yon. They seemed unwilling to leave despite the disaster. Maybe they were domesticated. The first raindrops fell. Those passing through the invisible energy jet sizzled into steam. I was thinking about going down inside the fortress to check on Lady, and having no luck convincing myself, when one of the shadows decided it might be happier hitting the trail. The trail it chose was the one Lady had to have taken with her prisoners. An entire section of my mind devoted itself to speculating about the futures of Long Shadow and Narayan Singh. Narayan's prospects, I feared, were particularly bleak. I followed the shadow. I didn't want to do that, but I felt compelled. It might sneak up on Lady and the guys. It might be